Recorded Books presents The 13th Circle by Marcy Kate Conley and Catherine Holmes, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. Chapter 1. Danny. There was an alien in Cat Mulvaney's bedroom. That's what Danny thought in the split second before she realized that the alien was Cat. The other girl was wearing enormous safety goggles that magnified her eyes, making her look like an insect. She had a striped scarf covering her nose and mouth, but it had slipped down just enough for the pale, freckled skin on the bridge of her nose to peek out. Her hair was tucked up under a ratty gray knit cap, but some frizzy blonde strands had escaped to stick out sideways. Her hands were encased in yellow rubber gloves, and she wore a coat that was olive green, puffy, and about four sizes too big. Cat caught Danny staring and pulled the scarf away from her face. "You're here! Welcome!" Danny entered Cat's attic lair. That was really the only way to describe it. Her bedroom was like a mad scientist, a conspiracy theorist, and a detective had opened an interior decorating business. One wall was papered with pictures of UFOs and imaginary creatures, like the Loch Ness Monster. Another had a giant map of the United States, dotted with pushpins and crisscrossed with multicolored strings. The ceiling was painted black, with tons of those stick-on, glow-in-the-dark stars arranged into patterns that looked, to Danny's somewhat knowledgeable eyes, astronomically accurate. There was an overflowing bookshelf, a desk with some lab equipment Danny didn't know seventh graders could even have at home, and a fancy telescope poking out of one window. "Cool, right?" Cat beamed at the way Danny's eyes jumped from one strange thing to the next. "I moved up here a couple of years ago. It's still a work in progress. My mom doesn't care what I do with the space, as long as I don't burn down the house." "Oh," Danny said. Her bedroom had a quaint seaside sunrise theme. Danny's mom was an artist and had picked out bedding, curtains, a rug, and lampshades to match two of her own paintings. The only thing in the room that felt like Danny, besides the science texts piled around the desk, was the periodic table of elements Danny had found at Goodwill last year. Since it was done in watercolors and complemented the overall color scheme, her mom had let her put it up. "Is that my doorknob?" Cat asked, pointing. Danny looked down at her hand. "Yeah, it, came off?" "It does that." Cat turned back to her desk, where a brown goo was bubbling in a glass beaker over a gas flame. She used a pipette to squeeze a drop of blue liquid into the mixture and then jotted something down on a notepad. Danny still couldn't believe she was in Cat Mulvaney's house. Cat was the designated school weirdo. She seemed nice enough, but she and Danny were not friends. They were partners, by default. Danny and Cat were the only two kids in their middle school who had applied to compete for this year's McMurray Youth Science Award. Danny had tried to convince each of her best friends to join her, but they'd all said no, and so here she was. As she watched Cat conduct her experiment, Danny felt her heart begin to rise. Cat clearly knew her way around a Bunsen burner. Then the other girl said, "I suspect a haunting." "A haunting?" Danny repeated faintly. "The doorknob," Cat explained. "My tests have all come back negative, but that doesn't mean there isn't a paranormal presence here. I mean, this house is 200 years old." Danny's heart fell back down to the pit of her stomach.
"You believe in ghosts?"
"Of course. There's a lot of evidence that supports... Ugh!"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?